Emily Nicolas mit Grown Up. Ein Stück Musik vom Album Like I'm a Warrior, das rauskommen wird am 29.05. hier in Germany. Ist also noch ein bisschen hin. Die Künstlerin spielt heute Abend in der Kantine des Berghain und wir sprechen jetzt nochmal ein bisschen über eine Auftragsarbeit aus dem Jahr 2013 und den damit verbundenen überraschenden Beginn ihrer Karriere. Wir quatschen auch nochmal über das eben schon erwähnte Album, das hier erst im Mai rauskommt, obwohl es in ihrem Heimatland Norwegen schon im September 2014 erschienen ist. Wir reden aber auch über Perfektionismus, über Familie, über brasilianisches Portugiesisch und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal hello and welcome, Emily.
Hi, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good.
Cool. Where are you coming from, actually?
I'm coming from Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I did a show 2 days ago.
Wow, and how's that been?
Really nice.
Cool.
It's the first show in France.
Oh, wow.
So I was really happy.
Cool.
The audience were great.
Cool. And tonight's going to be your first Berlin show, is that right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Are you excited about that?
Really excited.
Cool.
Nervous and excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's the same thing.
But these are the things that keep the adrenaline running, so you're going to be well prepared at tonight's show.
Yeah.
I think a little bit of fear actually helps to perform.
I'm always really scared one hour before. Always. No matter what.
So. No, but I really think it helps to get focused right in right before the show. If you get a little nervous, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
It's
they say when you stop being nervous, that's when you need to quit.
Yeah, maybe.
Then you're not like
Then you don't have the energy anymore.
No.
Maybe. I don't know. I think that there are some exceptions to that rule.
Yeah.
People who are never, you know, they'll just go on stage and do their thing and then they don't care. But most of the time, it's just like we said. I really think so. Congratulations on your debut album, Like a Warrior Again. Like I'm a Warrior Again. The album
Thank
has
you.
Already been put out in Norway last year. Fans in Germany will have to wait till the end of May 2015. How confusing is that for you? You must feel as if you're time traveling,
kind of,
right?
I've been cloned, so this is my second cloning. No, it's okay, actually. I can try again, kind of, in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I've read that while producing the album, you and your drummer, you almost got lost. You almost went crazy while producing the LP because it was a remote barn somewhere near Oslo, right?
Yes.
And then you guys just went for the perfect perfectionism sound.
Yes.
And you went crazy. Or how did that happen? Why was that?
It didn't happen. It was just slowly happening throughout the whole process of making the album. And at the end, when we were delivering it to them to get mixed, that was the crazy part.
Okay.
Because then we were like, okay, if we deliver it now, it's done. So we just sat there for two days and he didn't sleep at all. I slept some. And there was no water there, and we ate, like, it was just horrible. The worst experience I've ever had.
Yeah.
So maybe next time I make an album, I'll be a little more, not that perfectionist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll get an engineer or a producer.
Maybe.
And you'll tell them, no, there's a few things that you have to work on for the next 48 hours without sleep. I'm going to bed right now.
Yeah.
But you should probably mix that up.
But also the reason I think it's good is because of that.
Yeah.
Maybe those 2 days of extreme working.
Yeah, and I really like the fact that you were taking care of the sound of your own album together with your drummer.
Yeah.
Because it's really dangerous, especially when one is into poppier sounds. It's really dangerous to give that shit to
a
producer.
Yeah.
Because they can polish it into something that's not important anymore, right?
Yes, I've worked with different people before, and the frustration of things being too slick and too pop is... I've been so angry, so it's so nice to just be able to do it yourself.
That's an advantage of the times that we're living in right now as a musician. You don't sell as many records, maybe, but you can have full control over the stuff that you put out, and that's a blessing, I really think.
Yeah, me too. Mm. I agree.
I've read that you're already thinking about a second LP, though, right? Because, I mean, it's been... Yeah, I've read that somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, that you... Damn. I mean, I've read that you are actually demoing... like crazy as well, that there's like 250 songs or something on your laptop. And I've read that you're working on new stuff already.
It's just that every time I sit down and make music, I record it. I just put a rec, mm-hmm. and then I just play, improvise, and then mm-hmm. I listen to it. So that's why I have, now I have maybe 800 or 700 tracks on my Mac, and yeah. I have to go through them all and see if there's some good parts or, yeah.
Okay, but that's...
So that's just the way I work.
Yeah, but that's a good way to get the unconscious out of your system, right? Not to think too much before recording, but just press rec, and then you'll see what happens.
Yes.
Cool.
And sometimes I have to practice what I've done
sure.
on the recording, because I don't know how I did it. I'm like, what, how? And I can't do it just this one time.
Yeah, and I've read that there's some parts of the demos that you did with GarageBand actually made it onto the record, right?
Yes.
Because you can't reproduce the magic sometimes.
No, yeah. I like that.
Cool. So, and now you're going to incorporate some Bossa Nova Brazilian Portuguese style songs, because I found out that you're into that as well.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of Bossa Nova.
And you've even learned Brazilian Portuguese, or tried to?
I tried to on Duolingo. Yeah. You have know the app?
No.
It's a language app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't work though.
Me fala un menino.
Un menino? Bom
si?
Dia. Well, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to the song that got it all started. It's a cover version in original from the Dum Dum Boys.
Yes.
I was Norwegian. We play a band called Dum Dum Girls all the time here. They're from the States. But this is a song originally from the Dum Dum Boys. Emily Nicolas hat das nachgespielt im Jahr 2013 und damit ihre Karriere gestartet. Wie das genau passiert ist, erklärt sie uns gleich selber. Vorher aber nochmal ihr Stückchen Stereo.
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so. I say stereo.
Okay. Emily Nicolas. Emily Nicolas mit Stereo. Ein weiterer Auszug aus dem im Mai, Ende Mai erscheinenden Album Like I'm a Warrior. Der Song, den wir gerade hörten, das ist eine Coverversion der norwegischen Band Dum Dum Boys. Und dieser Song hat die Karriere gestartet von Emily. Wie das genau stattfand, das kann sie mir jetzt nochmal erzählen. The song we've just listened to called Stereo by the Norwegian band Dum Dum Boys. This song actually started your career, right? Although you didn't. It wasn't your intention to start your career with that song. It was something like a commissioned work, right?
Yes, it was a festival who wanted me to make a cover version.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to be underground, like a song that maybe a few people heard.
Uh-huh.
And, but when he got it, he just sent it to the radio stations, and then it was on the A-list. I was like, no, that was not my meaning. It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. So I'm glad it happened.
Yeah, I've read something about the fact that you wanted to put the single on the poster for that very festival, but that didn't happen at all.
I didn't want to explain that to you because it's so complicated. Yeah, I didn't understand it either. But it was supposed to hang on the poster, and you can take it off the poster and listen to it
and
on
that's
the
a
LP
beautiful
player.
Idea, though.
I love the idea, but the idea was... It didn't happen.
Yeah, but how surprising was it to listen to your own song on the radio and to be kind of like forced to start a career?
I have to admit that I actually cried.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
No.
I
think it was
sweet?
Yeah, I think it was a mix of being happy and then also like, okay.
Overwhelmed.
Yes. Uh-huh. This is, now it's like out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm a bit shy about my music.
Oh, you shouldn't be.
Really. But I am.
And I've read that you're not quite shy when it comes to being on stage, right? That's the part that you seem to enjoy.
That's more my kind of place to feel good.
Cool. So people can look forward to a brilliant show at tonight's Cantina am Berghain. Although this song actually made it happen for you, you once said that you never want to do a cover version again. Why is that?
It's basically the when you make your own song, it's your own lyrics, it's your own melodies, or no, the melodies on the stereo is mine, so but the lyrics are really important to me, so I would try not to make a cover.
And I think you don't have to. This cover version already worked for you.
Yes,
you're in the business right
I've
now.
I've done it.
LP is done. Second LP is on the way. There's no need for covers anymore, Emily. It's all good. So how's your live set, actually? How are you doing those songs live? Is your drummer on tour with you? Or?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. He's always by my side.
He's your partner in crime, right?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. And the two other boys that play were the one we've been playing together for 4 years, and they've been also producing on the album.
Okay, cool.
So we're like
a full band.
Yeah, like a full band.
Cool.
And we try to make the live as good as the recording. That's really important to me. Yeah. Or even better.
Yeah. So it's worth having a look at tonight's show. Heute Abend spielt also Emily Nikolas aus Oslo in Norwegen in der Kantine am Berghain. Außerdem dort mit auf der Bühne das Projekt Keom oder Keom. Das ist das neue Projekt von Chris Klopfer und Cat Frankie im Vorprogramm. Das muss man sich unbedingt auch angucken. Und wer zu Keom möchte und natürlich zu Emily Nikolas heute Abend in die Kantine am Berghain, der ruft mich jetzt ganz schnell an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir haben Karten für Emily Nikolas und die neue Formation Keom mit Cat Frankie und Chris Klopfer. Viel Spaß heute Abend für diejenigen, die durchkommen oder auch schon Tickets haben. And thank you, Emily, for visiting us. I hope
thank you for having
you're going to come back soon with LP number two, maybe, or even with some more shows after the first LP has been released so people can sing along and stuff.
That would be nice.
Okay. Yeah. So thank you for coming and see you next time. Bye-bye,
Emily.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.